Hey, come here. I got a question for you. Would you ever consider betraying your domination? Hi there. I'm Natty, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Have you ever been talking to friends that go to a different church and realized that they don't do something that you do? Or maybe their church does something that you feel is a little weird because your church doesn't do it? Well, if so, then you've likely encountered this word, denominations. Likely, your friend goes to a different church in a different denomination. And that's what we'll be talking about in today's Devo. It's called Betraying My Denomination by Natty Mayell. I attended the same church until I turned 23. Through a service opportunity, I started attending a different church. But I wasn't just switching buildings and service times, I was switching denominations too. Denominations are groups of churches, like Free Methodist, Church of God, Presbyterian, etc., that are united by a particular set of beliefs and practices and have some kind of governing body. They each emphasize different elements of Christianity and disagree in some areas. I grew up in a denomination that was a little reserved. Our sermons were scheduled to the minute and songs functioned on a click track. My new church repeats bridges of songs over and over. People will share testimonies in the middle of worship, and services could last anywhere from 1 to 2 hours. My new church focuses on the spiritual gifts, while my former church focused on discipleship, educating believers, and serving. But guess what? God is in both places. I've learned so much from each one. God is not a straightforward, one-dimensional piece of paper. While he doesn't change, he has many different characteristics that different churches emphasize in the ways they conduct worship. I think it's easy to focus so much on denominations that we lose sight of what matters most. We get caught up on all these differences, or even worse, we don't critically examine our differences and just assume that one of us is right. The fact is, Jesus died for people in every church. His love for us goes beyond denominations. In Matthew 18:20, Jesus said, "For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there among them." Yes, as fallen humans, we're going to set up institutions prone to errors, and there are bad leaders everywhere. So it's vital to be mindful of the teaching at any church. But Jesus lived and died and rose again for all of us. Let's come together, learn from one another, and share the many ways God has shown his love to each of us. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Do you know what your church believes or what denomination it's a part of? Consider going to your church's website or asking your pastors about what core beliefs your church holds. Jesus calls the church to live in unity in 1 Corinthians 1:10. How does Jesus make this possible? What might it look like to live in unity with the denominations you disagree with? As you and I can read in Matthew 18:20, "For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I, Jesus, am there among them." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 through 27, as well as Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 6, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Has the Lord been teaching you something new recently, just like how today's Devo talked about denominations? Well, if so, I want to hear about it. Head over to unlocked.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write for us. Also, check back for tomorrow's Devo called Go to God First, which is a poem with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.